we're going into our last section, which is looking ahead for 2021. So the person that I have up next with a spoken word is Sister Leah Doyle. Are you there?
Hello, I'm here.
Hello.
Hello. I was asked to do a review of the year, so hopefully this can sum up 2020. The year in review. What a year. I'm sure you'll agree that none can compare to 2020. It shocked us all and flipped the script. An exciting new decade, and this was the start of it. Now, exciting is probably not the word you would use to describe. And I was, for one, was racking my brain. I really tried to find a word or phrase to accurately encapsulate the start of this decade. Thus, instead of one, I compiled a list to summarize 2020, and it goes like this. Difficult, unusual, chaotic, hectic, challenging, exhausting, hard to predict, stressful, suppressive, politics, Big Ben chimes, Brexit, Trump impeached, US election, Iranian general assassination. Could this be the start of World War III? Tragic accidents, the death of Kobe, Harry and Meghan royal family quit. We're all in this together, coronavirus pandemic. Panic, panic, lockdown, social distance, wear a mask, school is out, shops are closed, panic buying, toilet rolls. No flour, no pasta, cooking more. I'm bored from staying indoors. Stare at the wall or stare at the screen. Cases rising, PPE. Churches closed, digital, boom. WhatsApp, FaceTime, TikTok, Zoom, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, house party, podcasts, comedy sketches, online parties, rainbows, protect the NHS, frontline workers, key workers. Go to work. Don't go to work. Work from home. Stay at home. Furlough. Flatten the curve. R numbers. Travel ban, centres for tests, online, no A level or GCSE tests, online learning, Australian bushfires, California burning, storms in Europe, flooding in Jamaica, shootings in Nigeria, protesters gone, famine in Yemen, explosion in Lebanon, 5G towers, conspiracy theories, signs of the times. Mark of the Beast, Pastor Osei, beloved, please. Global protest, take a knee. Police brutality, I can't breathe. Black history, white supremacy, racial disparity, perceptions changing, new realities. Picnic, picnic, tearing down statues. Don't stay out after 10 or the police will catch you. Eat out to help out. Go back inside. Schools are back, restaurants out. Increase in poverty, anxiety, mental frustration. Watching the news, I'm still confused. Immunizations, vaccinations, parliament briefing, addressing the nation. Three-tier system, I can't take anymore. Plot twist, tier four. Stay in your bubble. Stay at home. Christmas is cancelled. Home alone. Day 365. And here we are. I can only thank God that I've made it this far. Time to reflect, be grateful, and wipe the slate clean. No one knows what next year will be. So let's disregard this list, for the hour has come to welcome in the year 2021. And at the start of this list, a word to help us cope. In the year 2021, I begin with hope.
Thank you, Leah, for your lovely spoken word. Lamar, do you want to take
well,
it for the next
well
part?
Done.
Yes, well done, well done.
Thank you.
Thank you, Leah, as always. And thank you for, just for blessing us. We're going to go now to the open floor and a thank you section. But before we start the thank you
section,
can
I get a copy of that?
Pardon?
Can I get a copy of that?
I'm sure she'll have some copies handy.
Yes.
But we're going to start with Nicole for the thank yous.
Not free, Sister Hazel, not free. You have to pay for it.
Doesn't matter.
But yeah, we're now going to go to Nicole. That's going to open up the thank you section. And if you feel like you wish to contribute in this open floor, you could probably just message everyone in the chat if you request to speak next or raise your hand. But we're going to go to Nicole and then we're going to go to Amanda. And then Bravo Basil.
Good evening, everyone. Unfortunately, I need to add to the list of members that we've lost this year. I'd like to acknowledge young brother Lamont Williams, who we lost the latter part of this year as well. And we just pray God's blessing and peace on his family. So I want to thank the church for how you have readily accepted the change in platform and how we have come together to worship here on Zoom. Before this year, we may have never been aware of the numerous platforms that were at our disposal. God has shown us the many ways that we can connect with each other, and I am thankful that the church family has embraced these changes in this dynamic time. I have tremendous gratitude for your patience and support. I also want to personally thank you for your continued support and encouragement. I want to publicly thank all the departments who have risen to the challenge and thought of new ways to continue to lift up the name of Jesus and bring glory to him. I want to also thank Sister Donna and Sister Pat, who put this program together at short notice, and for Lamar and Amanda for hosting, and for those who took part. Thank you. Thank you again, and may God bless you all. Happy New Year.
So I want to give a quick thank you to Lamar and the youth department. So we entered the year with like a whole list of things that we wanted to do as in reach and outreach, but as March came and COVID came as a big surprise, we had to change our way of thinking. So I came with the idea to Lamar to start doing like discussions online on Zoom. So we started in March, and I think for every Sabbath apart from a few because we were either sick or other events were going on, we have committed to be doing an AYS every afternoon. So we did start out with Power Hour and AY, and then I think we just switched it up with just doing AY for an hour, and then we opened it to the general SEC, so we would have up to 20 people in the call, and it has been a good response of communication. And I want to thank Lamar because for both of us, it's been a hard year. We both had bereavements. We've had challenges with work because we both work in IT. We had to adjust to that as well and to support people from home. We also been working on an off-site for the past 5 months, and thankfully my test came back negative this morning. And I want to thank Lamar for his friendship and his encouragement, because it hasn't been an easy time, and I hope that as we go into 2021 that we will all have a more prosperous year.
Thank you, Amanda, for sharing your lovely and kind message. And yeah, thank you for your support just throughout the year. And yeah, it's been a tough year for everyone. And yeah, I'm not going to take, I may speak later, but I'm not going to take this. I'm not going to skip the queue. But next we have a shared video. Yeah.
Yes.
No. Okay. Next we had, what was my order? I forgot my order now. But I believe it was Brother Basil. And then we're going to have Sister Willis. And then anyone else that feels impressed to speak or just give us a word of encouragement before we raise a glass or a toast, please feel free. But we're going to now go to Brother Basil.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
I felt moved by this program to say something. When the COVID situation was on board, the media was saying lots of things in terms of, from a fearful point of view. And they kept on knocking, you're going to be certain, when you're a certain age, this sickness can take you. So I got a little bit concerned because I was within that age bracket and still am, and had a little underlying problem. But one of the texts that actually kept me going is in Isaiah 41, verse 10 and verse 13. And it gives me a lot of confidence to move forward. And I'm just going to read it for you. And it says, "Fear thou not." I think Sister Joshua actually read this. "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yes. I will uphold thee, yes. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee,
Fear not,
I will help thee." And this kept me going. And I really have no fear in terms of the situation. So I want us to go forward, trusting God totally, that he is going to look after us, because he knows the beginning from the end. And there's one song that I'm quite acquainted with when we used to be in church. It's a favorite song of mine. I'm just going to read a couple of verses for it. And it's Psalm 602. It says, Oh, brother, be faithful. Oh, brother, be faithful. Soon Jesus will come, for whom he hath waited so long. Or soon we shall enter our glorious home and join in that conqueror's song. And just a second verse said, "Oh, brother, be faithful. This, the city of gold, prepared for the good and the blessed, is waiting for the portals of the pearl unto the fold, and welcome thee into thy rest." And that's where I need to be. That's where we need to be. We should not be fearful, but faithful. And here is where I think we should be. Continue to be faithful, lifting one another up, encouraging one another as we look towards 2021. 2020 has gone. Let us be positive. Let us be faithful, not fearful.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Basil, for sharing your message and words of encouragement and the word. We're now going to go to Monique that has a testimony. And then, yeah, we're going to go to Monique for now.
Hello.
Hey.
Let's see. Hi, everyone. I just wanted to say thank you so much for everyone's prayers, gifts, messages, even just thoughts. It has really helped, like, me, my mum, my brother, to still be here and still be getting through each day. So we really, 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 really appreciate it so much. So, yeah, thank you very much. And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you, Monique, for sharing. And now, the floor is still open. Don't get forgotten. I can't speak right now. But Auntie Pat, I'd like to thank Auntie Pat also for behind the scenes and making sure that this program does happen. And I know she worked very hard with Auntie Donna and myself and chasing myself and Amanda to make sure that this program happened. And all of this wouldn't, actually, most importantly, with God, but most of these things and these resources that are all available, these tunes, these songs, these presentations, even this Zoom account, I'd like to thank a big thank you to Auntie Donna, who just gets on with it without complaining and makes it happen. And the thing is, a lot of things we wouldn't even know if it wasn't for Auntie Donna texting us. And sometimes she's a source of information. You got to scroll, find her name in WhatsApp, and you know what's going down. So I'd like to thank Auntie Donna. She's a very humble person, and she wouldn't even ask for this, or even, but she definitely deserves to be given the thanks that she deserves, because yeah, she is almost the connect, the heartbeat of the church right now with the digital communication. So thank you, Auntie Donna, and for putting up with me messaging you and many other people messaging you to pass on the message.
You're more than welcome. Everybody's welcome.
Thank you, Donna.
It's been my pleasure, and it will continue to be my pleasure. Thank you.
just gets on with it. Good girl. Seriously, and she's always the first one here.
Yes. She's letting everyone in the room.
Yeah.
So now we're going to go to a testimony of song from Sister Willis. And anyone else that feels impressed to share your message, feel free. And I'll probably give it maybe 3 more slots. And then we're going to go to raising a glass and a toast. So yeah, now we're going to go to Sister Willis for her testimony and song.
It is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassion they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold weakness, to thy great faithfulness, mercy and love. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see, and all I have needed, thine hands have provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, on to me, and pardon for sin and peace that endureth. Thy own presence to cheer and to guide, strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 besides. Great is God's faithfulness, great is Christ's faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see, and all I ever needed, his hands have provided. Great is God's faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Oh, great is God's faithfulness, great is God's faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see, and all I ever needed, his hands have provided. Great is God's faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you.
Of his goodness, I have to speak of his faithfulness. Goodness and faithfulness. Yes, I thank him so much, and I thank the church as well. 2021, may the Lord keep us faithful. May the Lord keep us true. May the Lord help us to love him more and to love one another more. In Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Thank you. We now have Nicole will be reading, Elder Nicole will be reading a message from Faithlin, from Sister Faithlin. And if anyone else has a message for you, feel free to share. But yeah, sorry, go ahead, Nicole.
That's okay. Thank you so much. And so this is a text that has kept Sister Faithlin through this difficult period. And it is Psalm 121. And the song that has kept her is Break Every Chain. And this is her message. She would like the church to continue to pray for herself and her family and her work family, to continue to pray for each other as we go through this hard time. And a big thanks to everyone at church that has been sending messages and encouraging words. So that is on behalf of Faithlin.
Thank you. And now I'm going to leave the floor open to anyone else. We don't have any pre-plan, but if anyone else feels like they're impressed to say something, please do. And if you're not saying anything right now, I would encourage you to grab your glass, grab your schlur, your water, whatever drink you're going to be using for your toast. Please use this moment to get prepared. I've given you your notice. But anyone else that feels free to just share a message of encouragement or share a message of hope, because that's what 2021 is about. As we know, we've seen this year how bad it can get. It seems almost anything that could happen did happen. So going into 2021 is a year of hope and of resilience, of regardless of what's happened, I'm clinging to God. I'm clinging to what is my purpose regardless. And just being almost creative as well. Like, I think I saw a quote that said, if you didn't hustle in 2020, then you don't have a hustle, because 2020 was just about adapting to whatever is thrown your way. So I think everyone's mindset is just cling to God in 2021. Whatever happens, we don't know if we're going to be let out or not, but you just got to keep going. So if anyone else has anything to say, please feel free to say it. So, and then from, I'm going to give everyone notice. So from 5 minutes past, we will start the raise a glass, raise a toast into 2021. So I'm giving everyone 5 minutes, but if you feel free to chat or just to talk amongst each other, please use these next 4 minutes, because I'm going to go and top up my glass as well. So yeah, feel
like
free.
I'd like to give God all the praise, all the honor, all the glory. Some people know, but I myself, of all people who some people know, I'm quite OCD with cleaning and spraying and And unfortunately, I tested positive for COVID. And God has been wonderful. There was a day, the second day of symptoms, that I actually thought I was going to die in my kitchen. And I called 999. And all I could do was say, Lord, help me. And the Lord revived me, because the ambulance didn't turn up until 6 hours later. And I'm one of those persons, I don't really call 99, you know, my niece works as a 999 respondent, so I know what it's like. And I honestly thought the Lord was ready for me, but the Lord wasn't ready for me. And from the prayer I prayed, and from the prayer of members, each day it was just like a new page. I slept like a baby. I woke up. I had the symptoms, but each day I was just getting better and better and better and better. And I just want to give God publicly all the thanks. Thank Jesus, the Lord, and the Holy Spirit for bringing me through. And I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I know He holds tomorrow. So I just pray that we will all continue in faith and just follow the guidelines. I followed the guidelines, maybe too much, but let's just all continue to pray for one another that we will be able to see His face.
Well, I would just like to say, you all have been receiving enough communication from myself, but I would just like to say, you know, at the beginning of the year, you think comms, and as people have been saying, you start off, you don't know what is going to happen, what this COVID was going to bring, how we had to work. But, you know, we serve a God that in spite of, not because of, His word will still be shared by all, by whatever means necessary. So I just want to thank everybody who's worked with me in order to get comms out, to share things with people. I bug Nicole endlessly at the beginning. What are we doing, Nicole? How are we going to do it? So I thank her for the support. I thank for everybody that sent messages. And even though it's been hard and it's been, you know, difficult at times and emotional to share, but at least we've been able to be kept in the loop, and so we can still function as Stonington Church. So just because we weren't in the building, yet we continued. So I thank everybody. And we don't know what 2021 is going to bring. You're still going to get enough message from me, even if we go back to church. It's a new norm, you know, the buzzword, new norm. So it's a new way of working. So I just want to thank God, especially. So in spite of what we've gone through this 2020, we can all be here now to share with each other, to encourage each other, and to support. Praise God.
Thank you, Auntie Donna. Thank you. I think we have time for one more message.
Okay, I'm going to jump in there. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
I just want to give God thanks and praise that I am here at the end of 2020 to celebrate with you. And it is a celebration. Let's see those teeth. Right? That's right. It is a celebration, and I give God thanks and praise. And 16th of February 2020, in Acts 27, because I like to write dates down in my Bible, on the same day as Storm Dennis came about. And when I read that, The message in there was very clear, where God said to Paul, not one of you will fall. I didn't realize what that passage would mean to me throughout 2020. And it doesn't mean that I wouldn't lose loved ones. That's how I receive it anyway. It doesn't mean for me that I wouldn't have lost loved ones throughout 2020. It just meant in my mind that even though we may fall, we will rise. And so I'm thankful to God for that passage, and that held me. And another passage that really held me together was a passage that my mum gave me when I was younger in Exodus, where it says, Exodus 12, where he marked the blood, we marked the blood upon our doorposts. Now, I do this quite frequently. I do it in my office. I do it at home, back, front, doors, windows, you name it, I do it, going out, coming in. And I'm thankful to God, well, not with blood, but with the oil, right? But it's, you know, it just symbolizes the passing over. And, you know, I'm thankful to God because I have two young people in my house and they don't know anything about restriction, lockdown. They go in, they come out, they go in, they come out. You have to remind them to wash their hands. You have to remind them to take off and spray the shoes, the lot. But I am really appreciative to God that he has sustained each and every one of us within my household. And the song that has kept me is Let Praises Rise from the Inside. And I'm just continuing to praise him from the inside.
Thank you, Sister Lorraine, for such a lovely message and just a great encouraging word and a personal word as well. So thank you. So now it is time to raise a glass and raise a toast. But as tradition, ladies first, I'm going to give Amanda a chance just to say a remark before we raise our glass and our toast.
Okay. So if we could, ladies, we'll raise our glass. I don't have a glass, but I have my Schlurr bottle here. Thank you, Abigail. Okay, so thank you, guys. May 2021 be a prosperous new year, and may we all grow stronger in Christ. Cheers.
Cheers, thank you. And if you want to wish a blessing or wish something good on all of us this year for the year of 2021, feel free to say. And then if there is nothing more to say, then we'll go into our closing song, which is Bind Us Together. But I wish everyone an amazing year, regardless what is coming. And the thing is, I can't remember the text, but sometimes we have plans, but God's plans are always coming to fruition. So the thing is, you may have hopes, wishes, dreams, goals, houses, relationships that you want for the year, but God's will always come through. So just to rest in his will. And yeah, the one word that 2020 is much needed is resilience. So hope and resilience. But I just wish you, most importantly, good health and happy new year. So anyone else that feels free to just...
Elia's hand is up.
Okay.
And then Uncle Howard, we see you.
I just wanted to wish everyone a happy new year. And I just hope that God blesses you and gives you all the strength to endure what comes to the new year. As Lamar said, resilience. And I hope we're all resilient to be able to face any challenges that may come in the new year. And I just provide that he gives us strength and that he blesses everyone's family richly, and that things that people set out to do, that they won't be discouraged by what's happened so far in this year, but that he'll give us the strength to adapt so that we can all move forward and get the best out of our year as well. So happy new year, everyone.
Happy new year.
Uncle Howard.
I just want to thank everyone on the platform, those who I've spoken to, those who I've not spoken to. Most people I've spoken to throughout the year. And I just want us to look at it, that God did all of this. God took us through it. God brought, this pandemic was allowed by God. God did all of this, not to break us down, but to build us up. God did all of this, not to let us be worried and concerned and timid, but to set us on the path to reach others. And I just want to pray that in 2021, we will go forward reaching others as individual members and those of us who have been chosen to lead as leaders. Let us draw together so we can come together and present what God wants us to present to the church. I thank you all for your support. And now we know we have family back with us, Family Life. So I'm going to be calling on you all. So I'm telling you from now that 2021, Family Life will be calling on you for your help. Thank you. Blessings.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Okay, so before we do the final song, if there's nobody else, I'm asking everybody to take their glass in hand as we do our final toast, and as we say, thank you, Jesus, thank you, God, for everything that has been possible throughout 2020. So as the catch line has been, in spite of, not because of, thank you, Lord.
We will now have the closing prayer from Sister Lorraine.
Let us come before the throne. Eternal and most loving Father, it is our privilege to bow before you. We take this opportunity to lift our hearts and our hands and our minds and our voices to show our appreciation to you. From the beginning to the end of this year has been extremely challenging. Lord, we've had to learn to walk through the valley of the shadow of death this year. we have had to learn to fear no evil. We have had to learn that thou art with us and to follow thy rod and your staff. I, Lord, have found it hard, and I know many here bowed before you today have also found it extremely hard. We want to be comforted by you. Be beside your people, Lord. Take our hand. Walk before us, Lord. Lead us and guide us. Be above us, Lord, hovering over us as the Holy Spirit hovered over Jesus. Be behind us as our defender, O Lord, and be beneath us as our rock. Knowing all of the above brings comfort to me because you gave us Psalms 23. We do not know what 2021 holds for us, Lord, but we put our hands in the man who stills the waters, in the hand of the man who calms the seas. You are our God, the God of gravity. You walk on water. In the storm, it is you that has the ability to take us through and enable us to ride out this storm. For this has been by far the biggest storm we have ever had to face in our lives. But thank you. Thank you for being the shelter in the storm of our lives. In the days of Noah and the worldwide devastation of flood, you were seeking one righteous person. I pray that amongst us, each and every one of us here today, present as righteous in your sight. Give us your people, O Lord, a word. Give us a word to anchor us, for you are our mighty rock in a weary land, a cooling shade in the burning sand. Our hope is built on nothing less, Lord, than Jesus' blood and his righteousness, which is why we come before you today, because there is none like you and no one, and I mean no one, can touch our hearts like you do. We thank you for your continuous work, the work that you do in the sanctuary on our behalf, Jesus, making us holy and acceptable in our Father's sight. And as we go forward into 2021, let not our hearts be troubled. I pray that every household here represented, that your angels will encamp around them, that the shadow of disease, sickness, and death will pass over them. It will pass over us, Eternal Father, just as it passed over the children of Israel before they were ready to come out of Egypt. For the blood of the Lamb is upon each and every one of our doorposts, front, back, windows, doors, cat hatches, you name it. You are there. And when the shadow of destruction and disease passes, we will not be touched. Our lives, our homes, and our loved ones will be covered. Walk with us, Lord, throughout 2021. Talk with us, reason with us, help us to sojourn like the children of Israel. When you say go, then we go. When you raise the Shekinah glory, then we will be out of this situation. Father God, let your cloud be with us by day and the fire be with us by night to give us light. Do not take away the pillar of cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night. Let our hearts and our minds be sensitive to your Holy Spirit. So it is with faith. I place and visiting Newington Church under the power, the name, and the blood of Jesus. Let every child, senior member, teenager, young person, parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, nieces, elders, deacons, ministers, departmental leaders into your care, so that when 2021 has come to an end on the 31st, we will all gather here together once again to raise our glasses and to salute you and to say, wow, we serve a mighty God. I thank you in the name of the Father, the name of the Son, and the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
And sadly, that brings an end to our program. But thank you for tuning in. Thank you for participating. And thank you all for your words of encouragement, your word, and just the fellowship that we've had this evening. And yeah, I just wish you a happy new year.
Amen. Happy new year, everybody. Thank you.